A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Erevin 54b, pagination 108, starting in the middle of the page, you'll see in the middle wide lines, the medium lines, in the middle of them, middle from top to bottom, and middle from right to left, there's a two dots. And we begin Tafresh Tanu Rabbanon. Are we good? Yeah? Tanu Rabbanon, we learned Ketzad Seder Mishnah. How was Torah taught? Fundamental piece of Gemara, which in a nutshell, we learn that success in Torah is diligence, perseverance, to stick at it until eventually the complexities are understood. Ketzad Seder Mishnah, how was it taught? Moshe limid mipi ha-gevura. Moshe learnt from Hashem. Then, nichnas Aaron, Aaron came in, v'shana lo Moshe pirko, and Moshe taught him. Nistalek Aaron, Aaron removed himself. Apparently he was sitting in front of Moshe, so he removed himself from his position. V'yoshav l'smol Moshe, and he sat to the left of Moshe, which the Gemara elaborates later. There's a correct protocol of where to stand or sit when you're next to the Gadol, next to the great person. But let's focus more on the teaching method that's going on over here. Nichnesu vanov, the children came in, children of Aaron. Veshanala and Moshe Pirkan, and Moshe taught them. So they're learning from Moshe Rabbeinu. Nistalku banov, so the children then move to the side. Elazar yashav limin Moshe, ve'isama l'smol Aaron. And the Gemara tells us where Elazar sat, where Isamar. But again, Aaron is taught, and then Elazar and Isamar are taught. Rabbi Yehuda omer la'olam Aaron limin Moshe chozer. What's the correct position of Aaron? Again, let's focus on the learning method. Nichnesu zikeinim, the elders entered. Vishanala and Moshe Pirkan, and Moshe taught them. Nistalku Zakenim, and then the Zakenim, the elders, moved to the side. Nichnasu Kala'om, Vishanala and Moshe Pirkan, and then the rest of the people entered, and Moshe taught them. Nimtsu, here's the bottom line. It comes out that Biyad Aaron Arba'a, Aaron heard it taught to him four times. He listened to the teaching. Biyad Banav Shalosha, so far the children have three times that they've listened to Moshe. Biyad Azkenim Shnayim, the elders have two. Uviyad Kala'am Echod, and the people have heard it once. Nistalik Moshe, then Moshe exited. Vishanalan Aaron Pirko, and then Aaron presented the same Torah to the people that remained. And this repeated itself. Aaron removed himself, the children presented, the children removed themselves, the elders presented. Nimtza biyad hakol, you'll see one line up from where it gets wider, at the end of the line, nimtza biyad hakol arba'a. The result was that everybody learnt it four times. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, the last of these wide lines, Chayiv Adam Lishnas L'Talmidu Arba'a Pa'amim. From here we learn that a person has to teach his student four times. Kavachomer. It's a Kavachomer. Aaron is learning from Moshe, and Moshe learned from Hashem, and he needed four times to get it across, so to speak. So Hedyot Mipi Hedyot Alachas Kama V'Kama. Certainly, when you're learning from anybody else, it needs four times to properly articulate with clarity what the halacha and its depth are. There is interesting, people observe that the Gemara is almost always, I think there's just some exceptions, but basically every daf in Shas has four lines of commentary before the Gemara begins. You'll look at the layout. And they say it's a remez to this Gemara, that a person has to learn four times before he can say, I'm starting to learn the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva Omer, the end of the widest line, Minayin shechayev adam lishnas l'tamidu ad she'ilamdenu. You have to teach it, you have to repeat it to your student until he knows it, until he's been taught. Shenema v'lamdu es b'nei Yisrael. Let's not just say it over and he's got to struggle. Teach it to him. U'minayin eshtei studa b'fiyam. How do you know until he can repeat it? Because we have an expression, what is missing in articulation is missing in understanding. Vas is felt in hasbara, is felt in havana. Shenem arsima b'fiyam. Put it in their mouths. What does it mean, put it in their mouths? Make them able to articulate it, to repeat it. U'minayin shechayev laharos lapanim. And how do you know that you have to explain the reasons, tamei ha-mitzvahs, the logic behind it, to appreciate the ruling, not just to give yeses and nos and expect people to memorize things. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ve'eila ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem, put it in front of them in a palatable, attractive way, present it properly. Okay, let's skip down to a story which is about 10 lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is Rabbonon, Mishum Tircha D'Aron, and then we begin with the story of Rabbi Preda. Again, count up about 10 lines, Rabbonon, and then jump in and you'll see Rabbi Preda. Rabbi Preda Avaleyahu Talmido. Rabbi Preda had a student. Davatani lei, he had to teach him arba meya zimni 400 times. Vigomar, and then he would know it. So you're not sure if you should rejoice or be sad. I mean, 400 times, but then he learned it. Bottom line is, he would know the material if you taught it to him 400 times. We'll have to discuss if this is literal or not, but let's see the story. If it's because sometimes the word 400, since it's the largest number in the Hebrew alphabet, tough is gematria 400. Sometimes it's an expression; it means a lot, the greatest number you could envision, so to speak. But there is reason to believe that this is literal, and it was like a quota; it was a strategy. He knew the way we do shnai mikra vecha targum: you read the Torah, you read the translation, etc. There's like a system. It seems that this student needed this system in order to succeed. The Marsha, for example, observes that there's a Gemara that says it's not the same to learn something 100 times as to learn it 101 times, which infers that it's normal to learn 100 times, but the Gemara came to tell you that it's even better to learn it 101. But it was like normal to learn 100 times. That was like part of protocol, that you didn't say, I know that mesechta, until you've been around the block a few times. So
100 times.
100 times, right? So if you hold that it takes four times each time in order to get it, so this student may have needed this strategy. He needed a strategy, and the strategy was 400. Yom Echad, one time, the Gemara tells us, Boyua lemilsa de mitzvah. They needed Rabbi Preda for a mitzvah thing, for an endeavor. They notified him, as soon as you're done here, we need you. Tanale, so he continued teaching it the 400 times to the student, velogomar, and the student didn't learn it. Amalesa, Rabbi Preda asks him, like in confusion, ha'idna maishana, what's different today? I thought we had this down pat 400 times. You know it, then we can move on. Amalei, so the student said, midahi shaita, from that time, the amalei lamar, that they told the master, ika milsa de mitzvah, there's a mitzvah endeavor that you needed for, aschoy lidatoy, I was distracted, v'chol shaita, and every time you said the material, amina, I kept thinking, hashtakoimar, now the master's gonna leave, now the master's gonna get up. So I wasn't able to concentrate. Amalei, Rabbi Preda said to him, you could hear the smile in his voice, Havdaitich, I want you please to pay attention this time. V'istni loch, and I'm going to teach you, and you're not to worry. I'm not leaving until you know it. Hadatana dalad me'azimni. He went ahead and taught it to him 400 times. You'll notice in brackets the word acharini, another 400 times. And I believe the difference, whether you learn the practice or not, is whether those original times before he was notified about the mitzvah counted towards the 400. Did he have to start from scratch? They lost it? Or those first ones counted? Again, does it have to be another 400? Or he just had to make sure that he got 400 with concentration in total? In any case, Nafka Baskala, a voice came out from heaven, Va'omale, and said, Nichale de Lisfulach Dalad Me'ashani, do you want 400 years added to your life? O de Tisku at V'dorech Le'alma Da'asi, or you and your generation should merit the world to come. Omar, he said, De Nisku Anovidorei Le'alma Da'asi, that we should all merit the world to come. Rabbi Preda, apparently as a leader, was living for the nation. And that's probably where he got the patience to teach this student. Amalan HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tenula zu v'zu. Give him both. He answered well. Similar to what we find by Shlomo, that he chose wisdom. And Hashem said, you chose well. The message, I believe, of this Gemara is diligence. Diligence four times. Diligence, 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 diligence. Because ultimately that seems to be the key factor, or certainly one of the major key factors in learning Torah, and one that unfortunately is often overlooked. We like the quick fix. And the Torah says clearly, the Gemara is saying clearly. I mean, even Aaron learning from Moshe, you had to hear it four times before you could believe that you've made it to starting point. Yeshikoach, have a great day.